Section B. Chapter 2. Tennessee Safety Belt Laws. It's the law. The use of safety belts, child restraint safety seats, and child booster seats are required by Tennessee law. These can help save you and your passengers' lives in the event of a traffic crash. Tennessee law enforcement officers can stop drivers and issue citations for failure to observe the safety belt or child restraint laws. Officers can stop and ticket drivers solely for disobeying safety belt and child restraint device, CRD, laws. A. Safety belts are required for all drivers and all passengers in the front seat, anytime the vehicle is in motion. B. Safety belts are also required for backseat passengers in the following situations. If the passengers are under 17 years old, this provision no longer applies when backseat passengers are 18 years or older. If the driver has either a learner permit or an intermediate license, and when the passengers are between 4 and 17 years old. If the passenger is 4 through 8 years old and is shorter than 4 feet, 9 inches in height. These passengers must be in a child booster seat at all times. Children in booster seats must be in the back seat of a vehicle, if the vehicle has a back seat. This booster seat must meet federal motor vehicle safety standards as indicated on its label. Child Safety Restraint Rules. Tennessee was the first state in the country to pass a child passenger protection law requiring children to be restrained in child safety seats, car seats, and booster seats. A. A child under 1 year old, or any child weighing less than 20 pounds, must be in a child passenger restraint system, car seat, that is facing the rear of the car. B. Children who are 1 through 3 years old, and who weigh more than 20 pounds, must be in a child passenger restraint system that is facing forward. C. Children who are 4 through 8 years old and whose height is under 4 feet, 9 inches, must be in a belt positioning booster seat system, child booster car seat, and wearing a seat belt. Note. These seats should be in the rear seat of the car, if the vehicle has a back seat. All child passenger restraint systems, car seats and booster seats, referenced above must meet federal motor vehicle safety standards and be used consistently with the manufacturer's and the vehicle's instructions. D. Children are further protected by the law, which makes the driver responsible for their protection up to the age of 16. If children under age 16 are not properly restrained, the driver may be charged and fined $50 for violation of the law. If the child's parent or legal guardian is present in the car but not driving, then the parent or legal guardian is responsible for making sure that the child is properly transported and may be fined for non-compliance. If the violation is one relating to not using a car seat or booster seat for children under 9 years old or whose height is less than 4 feet, 9 inches, the punishment is greater. The driver can be charged with a Class D misdemeanor, required to attend a class on safely transporting children and required to pay possible fees and fines. E. Provisions are made for the transportation of children in medically prescribed modified child restraints. A copy of a doctor's prescription should be carried in the vehicle utilizing the modified child restraint device, CRD, at all times. Safety belts save lives. Safety belt facts. Safety belts and child safety seats help prevent injury 5 different ways, by 1. Preventing ejection. Ejection greatly increases the chance of death or serious injury. The chance of being killed in a crash by being ejected from a vehicle is 1 in 8. Safety belts virtually eliminate ejection. The belted driver stays inside the car and is better protected from injury. 2. Shifting crash forces to the strongest parts of the body's structure. To get the most benefit from a seat belt, be aware of the following points. The lap belt should be worn low over the pelvis with the bottom edge touching the tops of the thighs snugly. The shoulder belt should be worn over the shoulder and across the chest, not under the arm and over the abdomen. Make certain that the shoulder belt is not worn so loosely that it slides off the shoulder. Pregnant women should wear the lap belt below the abdomen and the shoulder belt above the belly. 3. Spreading crash forces over a wide area of the body. Safety belts reduce the possibility of injury from hostile surfaces inside the car, steering wheel, dashboard, windshield, controls, etc. Even if the belted driver collides with some of these surfaces, it happens with much less force and often results in less serious injury. 4. Keeping the body more closely in the proper driving posture. The belt keeps the driver in the driver's seat. The belted driver is better able to deal with emergencies and often avoids more serious trouble. 5. Protecting the head and spinal cord. The belted driver is less likely to be stunned or made unconscious by the crash and is better able to cope with the situation. Research has found that proper use of lap, shoulder belts reduces the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45% and the risk of moderate to critical injury by 50%, for occupants of light trucks, 60% and 65% respectively. Vital stats. In the U.S. a person was injured in a traffic crash every 13 seconds in 2015 according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Traffic Safety Facts. In 2016, vehicle occupants were 32 times more likely to die in a crash if they were unbelted. They were 3 times more likely to sustain serious injuries if they were unbelted. Failure to use a safety belt contributes to more fatalities than any other single traffic safety-related behavior. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for children ages 3 to 14. In 2010, an average of 6 children are killed and 463 are injured every day in the United States. Common fears and misconceptions about safety belts. Many people still have bad information about using safety belts. For example, safety belts can trap you inside a car. It takes less than a second to undo a safety belt. Crashes seldom happen where a vehicle catches fire or sinks in deep water and you are trapped. Only 0.5% of all crashes ends in fire or submersion. Even if they do, a safety belt may keep you from being knocked out. Your chance to escape will be better if you are conscious. Some people are thrown clear in a crash and walk away with hardly a scratch. Most crash fatalities result from the force of impact or from being thrown from the vehicle. Your chances of not being killed in an accident are much better if you stay inside the vehicle. Safety belts can keep you from being thrown out of a vehicle and into the path of another one. Ejected occupants are 4 times more likely to be killed as those who remain inside the vehicle. If I get hit from the side, I am better off being thrown across the car, away from the crash point. When a vehicle is struck from the side, it will move sideways. Everything in the vehicle that is not fastened down, including the passengers, will slide toward the point of the crash, not away from it. Buckle up. It's worth the effort. In 2016, traffic crashes on Tennessee's roadways killed 1,039 people. Sadly, many of these deaths could have been prevented if the victims had taken the time to buckle up. Tennessee's Child Passenger Protection Laws. By promoting child passenger safety, Tennessee attempts to protect children from needless death or injury. Many of these needless injuries result in permanent disabilities, such as paralysis, brain damage, epilepsy, etc. Why needless? Consider the following. Motor vehicle injuries are a leading cause of death among children in the United States. But many of these deaths can be prevented. In the United States, the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control reported 663 children ages 12 years and younger died as occupants in motor vehicle crashes during 2015, and more than 121,350 were injured in 2014. Infants, under 1 year old, who are properly secured in safety seats survive almost 75% of the crashes that would otherwise be fatal. Toddlers, 1 to 4 years old, who are properly secured in safety seats survive more than half of the crashes that would otherwise be fatal. The proper use of child restraint devices could prevent 9 out of 10 deaths and 8 out of 10 serious injuries to child passengers under the age of 4. If child safety restraint seats were used properly 100% of the time, the percentage of children who survive crashes would go up by 23%. Set a good example. Always buckle up. Think about what your child sees you do in the car. Do you wear your safety belt? Children follow their parents' examples. Studies show that children's behavior in the car improves when they learn how to ride in a child restraint device. Make it a habit for you and your child. Tips for using safety belts with children. When your child graduates from the child restraint system to safety belts, it is very important for the belts to lie across the correct area of the child's body. Basically, a child is big enough to use the vehicle lap and shoulder belt when they can sit with their back against the vehicle seat back and their knees bend over the edge of the vehicle seat. The lap belt should lie securely on the child's upper thigh, low and snug around the hips. The shoulder belt should fit snugly across the chest and rest between the neck and shoulder. Never put the shoulder belt behind the child's back or under their arms. Belts to bones. The pelvic bone and the collarbone should bear the pressure of the safety belts. If the safety belt system rides too high on the child's stomach, or if the shoulder harness lies across the face or neck area of the child, go back to using a booster seat or a high back booster model that uses the vehicle's existing safety belt system. Airbag safety. Airbags can help save your life. Airbags combined with safety belts are the best protection currently available in a car, SUV, or truck. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, estimates there are, as of 2013, 202 million airbag-equipped passenger vehicles on the road, including 199 million with dual airbags. Between 1987 and 2012, airbags have been credited with saving more than 39,976 lives from information provided by the NHTSA. Remember, most tragedies involving airbags can be prevented if airbags are used in combination with safety belts. Airbags were developed to prevent occupants from striking the steering wheel or dashboard. The airbag deploys and immediately deflates, faster than the blink of an eye. If you drive, own or ride in a vehicle equipped with either a driver side and or passenger side airbag, you should follow the following safety points. Airbags and children. Children ages 12 and under are safer in the back seat of a vehicle. The back is where it's at for children 12 and under. While airbags have a good overall record of providing supplemental protection for adults in the event of a crash, they pose a severe risk for children ages 12 and under. Research shows that children and airbags simply do not mix. Children are safer when they are properly restrained in a child restraint device or safety belt in the rear seat of a vehicle, regardless of whether the vehicle is equipped with a passenger side airbag. It is not advisable to place a child safety seat in the front seat of a vehicle when a passenger side airbag is present. Instead, the child safety seat should be placed in a rear seat, if available. Infants in rear-facing seats should be placed in the rear seat, if available, of a vehicle with a passenger side airbag. If a child must ride in the front seat of a vehicle such as a pickup truck, with a passenger side airbag, the seat should be moved back as far as possible, and the child should be properly buckled up. Airbags and adults. Always wear the lap and shoulder safety belts. If you have an adjustable steering wheel, always try to keep it tilted down in a level or parallel position. Sit as far as possible from the steering wheel or dashboard on passenger side to give the airbag room to deploy and spread its energy. 10 to 12 inches between the chest and the airbag module is recommended by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA. Other child passenger protection laws. It is illegal in Tennessee to allow any child under the age of 6 to ride in the bed of a pickup truck. It is also against the law to allow any child between the ages of 6 and 12 to ride in the bed of a pickup truck on any state or interstate highway. Cities and counties may prohibit by ordinance children between the ages of 6 and 12 from riding in the bed of a pickup truck on any city or county roads or highways. There are two exceptions. One exception to this law is when a child is being transported in the bed of the vehicle when it is part of an organized parade, procession or other ceremonial event and the vehicle must not exceed the speed of 20 miles per hour. The other exception is when the child being transported in the bed of the vehicle is involved in agricultural activities. Special warning. During hot weather, do not leave children or pets unattended in a vehicle. On a typical sunny, summer day, the temperature inside a car can reach potentially deadly levels within minutes. Experts say the damage can happen in as little as 10 minutes. Even on a mild day at 73 degrees outside, An SUV can heat up to 100 degrees in 10 minutes and to 120 degrees in just 30 minutes. At 90 degrees outside, the interior of a vehicle can heat up to 160 degrees within several minutes. Heat exhaustion can occur at temperatures above 90 degrees and heat stroke can occur when temperatures rise above 105 degrees. If not treated immediately, heat exhaustion can lead to heat stroke. With respiratory systems that are still developing, children are particularly vulnerable to heat exhaustion. Depending on the seriousness of the offense, a person can be charged with penalties ranging from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class A felony for leaving a child unattended in a vehicle. TCA Code 39154-01 provides that any person who knowingly, other than by accidental means, treats a child under 18 years of age in such a manner as to inflict injury commits a Class A misdemeanor. If the abused child is 6 years of age or less, the penalty is a Class D felony. TCA Code 39154-02 carries a possible Class B or Class A felony for aggravated child abuse and aggravated child neglect or endangerment. Class A misdemeanors carry a penalty of not greater than 11 months, 29 days or a fine up to $2,500, or both. Class A felonies can carry a penalty of not less than 15 and no more than 60 years. In addition, the jury may assess a fine not to exceed $50,000. Remember, children should never be left alone in a vehicle, not even to run a quick errand. Be sure that all occupants leave the vehicle when unloading. Don't overlook sleeping babies. Children can set a vehicle in motion. Always lock your car and ensure children do not have access to keys or remote entry devices. If a child gets locked inside, call 911 and get him, her out as soon as possible. If you see a child or animal unattended in a car, be proactive and call 911.